going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you. Thank you.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagete. To make kasawami, initially kagete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Boy listener, don't forget that you can send your creative suggestion and also information through our social medias. One of them is Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. And make sure to send what is your favorite food to eat while breaking the fast, maybe on our Facebook fan page. And of course, we'll be waiting for your answers and we'll reply it immediately live on the broadcast.
is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many places selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Eskom pork barret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of Eskempol Peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Putlah jatuh cinta. Malu hati ini saat ku tatap wajahnya. Mungkin dah ini yang dinamakan cinta. Tapi ku
visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory. And the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Welcome back with me, Steve, and the book and film review, where we'll review Indonesian books and films.
Mana kadang?
Gua tahu, 8 tahun lalu, lu selalu bilang ke gua, tapi itu basi.
Nih, kita harus keluar nih.
Nempel kayak kulit sama tulang.
8 tahun udah kejadiannya. Ada yang baru. Itu namanya kemajuan. Progres istilah katanya. Lu sendiri kapan lu mau progres?
Sekarang giliran gua lu mau aja.
Ayo pukul gua. Tidak ditanggung dari lu gak bisa balik lagi waktu untuk membenerin. Lihat gua untuk kejadian.
Lihat, jangan terjadi. Jadi ini semua salah
gua. Terus gua melindungi dia.
Listener, that was the trailer of 27 Steps of May, directed by Ravi Barwani. In this film, Ravi seems to want to invite the audience to comprehend the pain of a sexual violence victim, as well as their families. The film is about May, a 22-year-old girl who was raped when she was 14. 8 years after the rape, May was still unable to rise from her deep trauma. Every day, May and her father, who is called Bapa, did the same routine, at the same time, with the same nuance, empty and suffocating. May also never speaks. She stayed in silence and in company of depression. Bapa and May tried to pull through with similar ways. Bapa chose boxing to vent his pain by punching others and to enjoy pain upon him by others. Well, knife was May's friend that allowed her to induce pain through every single incision on her hand. Until one day, a mysterious magician came and stayed next to May's rib. Through a small crack on the wall, May decided to rise and see the world, with the magician as her bridge. Seven Steps of May have received many awards from prestigious festivals. Best Film in Golden Hanuman Award, Best Asian Long Film in Jogja Netpack Asian Film Festival 2018, and Tempo Screenwriter of Choice for Raya Makarim as a screenwriter, and Tempo Actress of Choice for Rai Hanun during Tempo Film Festival back in 2018. Although the film may be called boring in its beginning, it is what the director wanted to tell. The audiences are asked to try being inside May's shoes, amidst trauma and difficulties to rise. Also, Bapa, who was haunted with guilt, sadness, anger, and fear, will stir up the audience's feelings. Symbols inside blow details, great cinematography, and perfect casting can present the story really well. Lacking of dialogue cannot stop the audience from enjoying the film and receiving its messages. The casting was also smart. Rai Hanun as May, Lukman Sardi as Bapa, Verdi Sulaiman as Courier, and Baryo Bayu as the Magician. Rai Hanun deserved the Tempo Actress of Choice in Tempo Film Festival 2018 because without words and only with gestures and gazes, the audience can feel the wound inside May's heart. In the end, 27 Steps of May is very clever. Also, the audience is expected to open their mouth wider and understand that the sexual violence survivor doesn't need your judgment, but instead, some of your moral support. Well, listener, that's the book and film review about the 27 Steps of May. See you in the next edition.
Walaupun kau akan pergi.
Here's the news. Indonesia Foreign Minister Sugiono met with Thailand's ambassador to Indonesia, Prapan Disiatat, to discuss enhancing bilateral mechanism aimed at strengthening cooperation across multiple sectors. This initiative is particularly significant as 2025 marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two nations. Both countries are committed to revitalizing ministerial-level collaboration to bolster political economic investment and people-to-people ties. The next news. PT POS Indonesia's Jayapura branch has launched a low-cost food market stall during Ramadan 1446 Hijriah to provide essential goods at prices below the government's highest retail price guidelines. Deputy Executive Vice President for the Papua Maluku area, Alex Mitalisi, stated that this initiative aims to assist the community in accessing affordable basic necessities ahead of Eid al-Fitr 2025. This effort is part of broader national program involving 4,500 post Indonesia outlets to ensure food availability and price stability during the festive season. And that was the news. Boy listener, feeling free, you can tune in to our broadcast anytime that you want. There are online streaming at voynews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. Just like free of tuning in to our broadcast, here is Free or Bebas by Iwak. Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak itu membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan iman. Memang benar iman kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas berteman di siraman hujan di lapang yang luas tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum luas yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran bumi terkekeh riang dadaku berdentang didi-didi-dom degedegan daga digidung didi-dom. Pandang berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu kita akan sebarkan senyuman. Melayang, 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 melayang
Anak panas kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum luas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Didididom, didididom, degedegan naga digiduk, didididom.
Berhentang, berhentang, berhentang saja semua berbakti.